One Dance Africa, pretty exciting concept. I looked it up. I didn't realize it was the first time there's been like an Afrobeats festival like this in Australia.
Yes.
And you are doing it yourself. Firstly, before we discuss the festival, let's talk about yourself and how you came to be here in Australia and where this idea came from.
Well, I was born in Khartoum on the 20th of August, 1994.
Right.
And we immigrated up to Egypt.
Happy birthday for last week, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so we just immigrated up to Egypt and we lived there for about almost 6 years.
Right.
Immigrated here to Australia September 24th, 2005.
Yeah, right.
Yes, so it was a good opportunity to be given a chance to come out here and get a better life. So my family was very fortunate.
And obviously, you know, coming here, you've still got that connection with home and that sort of music.
Yes.
Do you find it hard finding that sort of music around? Obviously, the internet's around, but not being able to see it live and being able to experience it, do you miss that sort of vibe?
Well, that's the whole idea behind One Dance Africa.
Yeah.
Because obviously, there haven't been a show as big as One Dance Africa here in Australia before. So with Africans here, haven't really got the chance to experience live Afrobeat music. So that's the whole concept of this show, is to give them that experience, because there's a difference from hearing it on YouTube and whatnot to experiencing on live. So, it's exciting.
Talaberry Entertainment, is that you and some other people, I guess, have formed this group? Can you tell us about how it came together?
It started off with my brother and a few of his mates. Yeah. They're also my cousins as well. They just came up with an idea of just creating events for African people, especially in Western Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't really, never used to fit in every time we'll come out here in the city. There's a few clubs that might have a few issues with us being allowed into venues and stuff. So they just came up with an idea of just saying, you know, we'll take that step of booking venues and, you know, creating an African event.
Yeah,
so it started off with just a small idea and it grew to where we're at right now.
That's a huge event, like getting these huge international artists to come out here and organising, you know, the venue and the people and all the logistics go around. I mean, it seems like organising any music festival in New South Wales right now is crazy hard. Did you come up a lot of roadblocks along the way? Like, was there anything that was really tricky to get past?
Well, we're very fortunate to have a company like Apples and Peas, APE, to be a part of this as well, because they've been in the industry for 20 years now. Very professional. So that's where, with all the logistic and the venues, that it comes in favor that they're all part of the team. So as much as myself, for not having experience of how to deal with all these things, I just let them do most of the job, and from the look of it right now, it's a great job.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the genre itself, I guess, how would you describe Afro beats and the sort of music of the people coming out? How would you describe it to somebody if you had to tell them about what sort of music it was?
Well, it involved a lot of drums, you know, which obviously everyone's aware of all the music that comes out of Africa.
Yeah.
It's mainly include drums and all the other instruments. So with Afro beats, is very unique from any other genres around the world. And it includes a lot of dancing as well, which represents Africa, because there's a lot of cultural dancing in Africa. Whether you go to South Africa, East Africa, or West Africa, there's always a tradition dance in every culture. So
it's different in every region, right? Like the dancing that they do is quite unique to that area.
Yes,
yeah.
Which is a lot of different sides of Africa have different genres as well that a lot of people are not aware of.
Okay.
Like if you go to East Africa, you see a bit of, it's called Bonga Sound.
Right.
Which that's one of the artists on the list, Harmonizer. That's where, that's the type of music that he's favored in.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's Afropop and obviously Afro beats as well. So there's a lot of genres that actually comes out of Africa as well that many people are not aware of, which once this show happens, it's to inform everyone that there's more than Afrobeats that comes out of Africa.
Yeah, right. And I guess this festival will be all about showcasing African culture as well as the music. And have you got a comedian, I think, hosting it?
Yeah, Eddie Carty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be jumping up between sort of artists and doing a bit of a chat and to the crowd, keeping them entertained.
Exactly. That's what we chose him for.
Nice. Now, you're bringing out Wizkid from Nigeria, who I had a look it up. I didn't know Wizkid, to be honest. And I had a look at this track, Fever. It's got like 37 million views. I was amazed. you got him out here. That's a pretty good get, right?
Yeah, that was very very important to bring someone like him.
Is he? You got a lot of Australian fans. This guy.
Yeah, it's he's very popular here in Australia.
Yeah.
His music, obviously, in the past few years hasn't been really up there in Australia here, but in the previous, I'll say 2 years, it's starting to grow more. Like on Spotify in Australia here, the listeners it's starting to increase and grow more. So,
well, this is an awesome chance for people who are maybe just heard the name, want to go see him live, go check him out at this festival. He's worked with Drake, and yeah, he's got some heaps of good tunes up there, up on there. Good video clips too.
Yeah, and that's an important thing too, because most of his video clips are being shot at like he mainly has all the video clip to happen in Africa.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's the message behind that. Which I listened to one of his interviews. He really wanted to show the beauty of Africa.
That's great.
I quote from him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've also got Yemi Alade, is that how you say it, or Alade?
Yemi Alade, yeah.
Alade, yeah. And another up-and-coming Afropop star getting a lot of buzz right now. She looks like, she's really climbing in the scene as well. Will she be doing, is there a lot of, you talk about dance, and obviously they're going to get up there and sing. Do they bring, like, dance groups with them, or?
Especially her, Yemi.
Yeah.
Because I've seen dozens of her videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And every performance that she does, there's always dancers with her. She has her own dancers with her as well that will be coming down as well.
Cool.
So it'll be amazing to see exactly what she has for Australia.
Yeah, so they're all coming to Australia for the first time as well, yes. Which must be super exciting for them to sort of share their music here. Do you think this is, you're doing obviously in Melbourne and Sydney. What are you hoping for the future for the festival? Are you hoping to sort of spread it around the country one day?
Yeah, we want to do a big tour just everywhere, you know, to get the people up. Even we have to go to New Zealand, Tasmania, yeah. Darwin, everywhere. We just want to expand.
Yeah.
We want to just get the music out there.
That's awesome. When it's on Horden Pavilion. Oh, I better check the date here.
Yes, haven't got the 11th of October.
There you go. You know what it is. 11th of October here in Sydney, 12th, the day after in Melbourne. Do you take over the whole sort of main hall there? And is it, you know, because it's a pretty big space in there. Is there going to be sort of these different things set up around the area as well outside?
Yeah, there'll be food vendors outside.
Yep.
There'll be drumming classes out there too to get everyone involved.
Cool.
And there'll be dancers out there too. So it'll be an exciting day. You know, it's not all just going to be performance and being closer to the stage. It's about going around the venue and experiencing different type of activities around, which includes, like I said, dancing, drums, and also food as well. Food that comes from Africa.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Good for you too. That's going to be amazing. Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be so good. That's like we said, 11th of October out of Horden Pavilion. You can get tickets now. Just go to onedanceafrica.com. I think, they're properly on sale a couple of weeks ago. So you can get them from onedanceafrica.com. And make sure you get on down to this festival. It looks bloody fun. Hey, thanks for coming on into the studio, Greg. And get good luck with the festival. And maybe closer to the date, we can chat to some artists or something about the bill.
Yeah, definitely.
Find out.
It'll be exciting, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.